people in the Southeast prepare for maybe, hopefully, not a turn in landward of Hurricane Maria. Certainly in the islands in Dominica, that's already hit. Virgin Islands preparing, Puerto Rico as well, also the Dominican Republic. We don't need any more of that in Florida, certainly not. But I know somebody who was keeping an eye on that down there was our own friend, Dr. John Braccio, here with Regional Psychological Services. He's on the other end of our line. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Dave.
How'd your place make it through the hurricane, the latest one?
Well, we had a big coconut tree knocked down that went into our pool. How does that sound for a starting point? So we were actually there over the weekend doing a little work, but also mainly cleaning all that stuff up. So we got that out, got everything cleaned up. There was something done, partial breakage on a fence, but it could have been so much worse. So when you get things resolved and nothing horrible happens and no one is injured, you thank God and you move forward and say, hey, that's over now. Let's move on and let's get things right and just say, hey, let's go.
Do you worry that the next time around with this in Florida, that because this one wasn't, quote, didn't turn out as bad and as cataclysmic as some were predicting, that maybe there will be less folks who evacuate? Because a lot of people did evacuate this time.
Well, that I think that when people see these things, see, Katrina was a pretty big thing, and Andrew, I've been part of all of those, by the way, so in terms of major ones.
Oh, man, that was huge.
Well, I think if you're going to be in that part of the world, those are some of the things. We get big ice storms, we get snowstorms, California gets their earthquakes, and down there they periodically get these things coming through. But a lot of people did evacuate, Dave. A lot of people didn't, of course. But the main thing is, I think when these things happen, you really see the better angels. We saw trucks from Toledo there. We saw, we saw all kinds of people and cities and that were involved helping out. So you do see a lot of the better angels. So that's what I was really noticing: neighbors helping neighbors, people doing things, and. And again, there certainly was some loss of life, but it certainly could have been a lot worse if you didn't have that level of organization. I think both Texas and Florida, and I happen to be part right there in Miami watching it, was able to see that there was a lot of good organization and a lot of people really ready to go, because there was some good warning. In fact, the west part of Florida got it a lot worse than the east side, and then a few of
which
the keys were really devastated. So we just hope, we pray that things, work out. It's just that part of human nature, though, when things happen, people do often pull together and often at their best. Often when things are overly good, people seem to have too much time to look for things to be mad or depressed or worried about.
Well, one of the things you can count on nowadays with our satellites and with incredibly intelligent people at the helm is some reliability in forecasting with these, which 100 years ago there wasn't, and there were massive deaths with hurricane storms along the Gulf. Well, reliability in and of itself, something that is maybe taken for granted by some in life. If you're not reliable to your employer, you'll probably find yourself unemployed. If you're not reliable to friends and family, that's a different kind of thing, but no less distressing. What about the concept of being reliable in all things? Does it lead, in your mind, to a happier state of being, or is it something in and of itself, separate from general happiness?
Well, no, I think they clearly run together. If you're a reliable, steady person, keeps your promises, does things, whether at work, whether in relationships, whether in friendship, with your wife, your spouse, children, whatever it might be, if you're reliable and people can count on you, that's going to clearly enhance your self-image, and it's also going to have you be looked upon in a very positive way by others. There are a few things worse than when people say they're going to do something and then they don't do it, or people that out and out lie, or people that make promises don't carry through, or people that forget things that they say they're going to do, or purposely forget things they say they're going to do. So without a doubt, good self-esteem, part of good self-esteem is being a reliable, a caring, responsible person who does their duties, agrees to do things, and then does them, barring something coming up that doesn't allow them to do that. So, no, they really run together, reliability and a personal self-image and the personal development of the person in terms of being a well-rounded, caring, loving, and positive looked upon person by being a reliable person.
Caring and loving. Now let's take that over into the area of between the sexes or amongst here with romance, with love. What's the difference between being reliable and steady and some who say, well, that's boring, dull, and not exciting?
Well, I find that a lot of people that before they marry someone will say, they say they're so lively and entertaining and clever and all this stuff. And after they're married, they tend to tire of that to some degree. I mean, meaning you nothing wrong with having those traits.
Yeah.
But if we have to put in being reliable, being steady, predictable, those are the traits that carry relationships. We'll take marriage specifically for the long term. So I would argue that there's nothing wrong with being fun-loving, enjoying things, doing things, being witty, all of these things. But that being that way doesn't necessarily mean you're not going to be reliable. In fact, you can easily be reliable. But if you're these other traits, clever, witty, and all these things, and not reliable, that will bore and wear people out and certainly will not help any long-term relationship. Because, Steve, I see you as clever and witty, and I'm sure your wife also finds you reliable. Isn't that true?
Well, you know, it depends on the day. I think by and large she would, in the broad sense, agree with you, although there are times, but you know, after 30 years, that's what all couples go, you know, it's not a case of riding that high wave into shore at Waikiki every 24/7. I mean, you know, you've got moments where you can irritate each other, moments where you give each other incredible joy. That's just part of life. But
well,
yeah, I think reliable overall.
Right.
Reliable overall and you know, clever and witty in its time and place. How about that?
Can I tell you? Listen, absolutely, absolutely true. But onto the thing, though, the reliability, it's one of those words we hear it, but we don't really think of the powerful impact it has on our self-image and also on relationships and how people see it. Like, if you, so your air conditioning's out or something, and you
right.
call someone and they say they're going to definitely be there and solve that on that day and they don't. Well, that's really, you're not going to call them again, okay? And
you're right.
And it's the same thing in friendships. If someone never does what they say they're going to do or they're never on time, those are things over time they do really impact. And the thing that does not surprise me, I never have people come in to see me that say they're too reliable and don't want to be, okay? But I work with various people and have for many years that really want to learn how to be more truthful, or learn how to say no more appropriately, because a lot of times people don't know how to say no, so they end up not being reliable by saying, yes, they're going to do all these things, even though they know they're not going to be doing it. But again, I see people regularly that are not reliable, that are in trouble because of that, whether it's work, whether it's relationships, whether, and I mentioned the other end of those that try to please everybody. So just if we just plan in life to do what we can, learn the words no, yes, maybe, and tell the truth, and when we say we're going to do something, really analyze if we can do it, if we have the time to do it, if we have the skills to do it, if we have a team to do it, and if we can, then keep doing it, and then we build on that. It's a habit, being reliable, being steady, predictable.
Sure.
Those are habits, and it's an amazing number of people, I find anyway, that don't have that trait, and they have problems at work or in relationships, and they blame the other person. Like, well, what does the person expect? Not everybody's on time. And I say, well, you're always late. I mean, there is a difference.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, being, you know, on time and not being on time.
You make a great point about what you and what you also allow to get by with others. I'll tell you, Doc, there have been some people in my life that I have found so charming, interesting, fascinate, whatever you want to attribute to it, that I was willing to overlook issues of reliability, steadiness. You know, you say you're going to do this, we're going to meet, you're not there. Why? Well, you know, but that number that I would give grace to is on a scale of, well, 1 to 5. I can count on one hand, there's fingers left over. You know, seriously, it's a very rare thing. So you don't want to be in that category, unless you check all of the boxes. Otherwise, I think you're right. You're going to find yourself on the outside looking in and blaming, well, probably not the person in the mirror.
That happens all the time, Dave, and that is one of the issues of the untimely or the unreliable person. They often refuse to see themselves as the problem, but they're very unhappy that they have problems, and part of it is learning how to change, just being predictable. Do what you say you're going to do. It's a pretty simple, basic type thing. If you say you're going to do a job and you're going to get it done in this period, barring something happening, and there's always unforeseen things that come up, but within a predictable world, as much as it can be, if we do what we say we're going to do, and we do it honestly, sincerely, openly,
sure,
we're generally going to have a good life, and we're going to have some good friendships, and we're going to have some really nice things happen, where if we don't, and we're not any of those, if we just break into the unreliable crowd, then it's going to be difficult for you and all the people that you encounter, and you're going to get all this negative feedback. And if you can deny that you're wrong, then it makes life even harder, and
yeah,
particularly for the people that have to deal with the consequences.
Well, yeah, and you'll find long term that you'll get better. My dad used to say, you know, show up on time, and on time means, you know, you're early, you're not late, you're there,
yes,
you're there before. That's on time. That was his idea of on time, and I'll take it back to the better half. You know, steadiness. I may not be Mr. Right, but I've told my wife I'm Mr. Right here, right now, right on. You know, here I am. And so there's a good side to that overall. He's Dr. John Braccio. I'm not. This is Regional Psychological Services here, and of course that's in East Lansing. You can go to drjohnb.com. Check out the podcast on a lot of different issues. Glad you made it through your place in Florida A-OK. And hope that the next one takes a right turn and stays out to sea. Thanks for being here, as always.
Well, let's also hope that our good Catholic friends from Notre Dame decide to come in and work hard and lose humbly and happily. How does that
sound? Hey, well, you know what? You put that very well. And that'll be, of course, on Saturday night. Dr. John B. here, our guest, drjohnb.com. Take care. Morning Wake-Up returns, 1320 WILS.